No quippy first line today on No Breaks with Jamie Erdahl. It's a sad day. Really, really, really sad day. I understand that very commonly in news and in the world and every different pocket of the world, if you watch sports, if you don't, that things continue to develop and happen and news moves on. The topics roll on, different things happen. But this one is terrible. If you watch football, if you've been on the internet today and watch football, a player from the NFL passed away late last night, early this morning. It was the events took place around midnight. And I don't have like a huge plan to talk about Marshawn Nyland. That's the player, the young man that has passed. But more so what we're discovering is the why. I'm live on both the red square and the black square, and so hi to everybody on both. But if I'm not on the black square a lot, I think it's black. What's the other one? It's not the red square. My people on the red square, you're the best. You're always here. Thank you very much. I'm not going to talk about the Thursday night football game tonight. That's not what we do here. What we are going to talk about, though, is life as it branches off of what happened in the football world today. So I host Good Morning Football. I'm on in the mornings on NFL Network. And a little behind the scenes as to how this unfolded. You know, my career has been, still the majority of it has been as a sideline reporter. And when you are reporting on a game, everything and anything that you do happens between the four painted lines on the field. And it happens in that 60-minute clock. And it has to do with the people there. Very, very rarely does it, within a game broadcast, does a news story transcend up and out of news and get dropped into your game. So me dealing with breaking tragic news has affected me more later in my career working on Good Morning Football. Frankly, and forgive me if I'm forgetting one of them, but the three events that come to mind now in my career on Good Morning Football, my 4 years, would be DeMar Hamlin's collapse on the field, the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, and then today, Marshawn Nyland's death. And the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade and the DeMar Hamlin's health event on the field were a 10-hour difference. It was the next day. And so today was strange because, and hard, not strange, hard, because, and I'm only going to speak on this from my perspective, because that's the only truth that I can speak to right now. I learned at some point during the show that something tragic had happened to a player. And what's, you know, the obvious part of this is that, you know, we work for the NFL. And even if I didn't work for the NFL, when I worked for CBS before, or if I worked for anybody, you never want to be wrong. And I don't have the personality trait when it comes to this stuff that I want to be first. So when you're left with that information, knowing the obligation that you have to the facts and to not rushing information, and if you really humanize what happened, which is a 24-year-old young man lost his life, think of the family members. If that was your cousin or your brother or your best childhood friend or your high school teammate, or a buddy that you played with in Pop Warner football, or your kid that you sat next to in chemistry class in college. You find this out on the internet, or you see rumblings of it on the internet, and then you turn on the TV. Wouldn't you be so heartbroken and heartsick if somebody was mishandling this information? And that's always been how I have handled injury on the, and that I circles back to the sideline work that I've done. I've only a couple times been around really terrifying injury and being the first voice to it. And I wasn't, it wasn't really till I had my own children could I really appreciate what it must feel like to have somebody else talking about my person in my life and how I would want that person to handle it with grace and care. So that's how I've always wanted to do it. Now, this is a whole other level because, as I mentioned, the two other terrible scenarios, and again, forgive me if I'm forgetting any on GMFB, but DeMar Hamlin and the Chiefs Super Bowl parade are the two that come to mind before today. But today was like in real time. And from a live TV perspective, that's very challenging because you're human. You don't want to allude to anything, speak out of turn, handle it poorly, and actually have it not even be a thing. There were so many what ifs going through our minds on the internet, even that we were trying to sift through while doing a living, breathing football show on NFL Network. So when we were able to confirm, and by we, I mean our news guys, our insiders that we work with at the NFL, Ian Rappaport and Mike Garafolo, when they were able to confirm the facts of the matter, which is that this young man had passed, Marshawn Nealand, then you had to go for 20, 25 minutes. I think we went on him to end GMFB. And then we actually went up live again at the top of the hour. We do a syndicated show called GMFB Overtime. And we just talked that whole time between five or six of us that were on Good Morning Football. So we find out, I find out something tragic has happened to a player. Something tragic has happened to a player from the Cowboys. We think it might be this young man. And I honestly, the first thing I thought was Kyle was out on Tuesday, which normally Kyle on our show does reads the highlights because he's so epic at it. And I did the Monday Night Football highlight on Tuesday, which I never do. And frankly, I find that a little intimidating because he's so good at it. But I did the long highlight. It was the long Cowboys Cardinals highlight. And Marshawn Nealand scored. He said his name like four times on Tuesday. Did not know who that young man was before Tuesday. Everybody in football watching that game, he scored a special teams touchdown on a blocked punt, for crying out loud. And that's honestly, it's not going to be a long one today just because I can't really bring myself to talk about other topics, but I can't go too long on this one. That's what I want to just hone in on a little bit is not the nature of what happened, what transpired, who was involved. I really just want to focus for a second on the buildup to this event and the finality of it and how sickeningly heartbreaking it is. So this Marshawn Nealand is 24 years old. He's from the western side of Michigan. He goes to Western Michigan University, is a lowly recruited kid, goes all the way up into the second round of the Dallas Cowboys, which is unheard of. That is quite the trajectory. Plays a little bit last year. He's a defensive end. He plays a little bit last year. This year, he's starting to come on. And he's on special teams. And he's working. And he's grinding. And he gets this touchdown on Monday night on a special teams block punt. And for so many people, that event, that moment for football fans, for people that love football, you would think that is the pinnacle. That was write articles about it. First touchdown in the NFL. What a moment. national stage. Oh, the glory. Oh, the joy. Oh, the everything. The headline. And then, if it is true that this event and the ending of this person's life took place due to challenges with his mental health, there should be nothing ever more apparent than how much somebody can be struggling when you think that they're not. And I cannot fathom the assumption that people had of how wonderfully that young man's life was going, how great it was going, and compared to how he felt in his brain. I feel so sad for him. There's other events that may have taken place along trying to find him that also imply this to be very much a tragedy. And I'm not speaking on that at all, really. I'm purely speaking from a, if this person's mental health was in a place where all you can think of is what was in his mind, and to make a phone call to a loved one to say that what he said, I just feel so sad for him. I feel so sad for the people that are going to feel his void as a human and as a person in their lives. He probably, Marshawn Nyland, judging by some of the things that are being said about him from his coaches, from his teammates, he was a wonderful young man. He probably brought light and joy and a spark to a lot of people in his life and in their lives. He must not have known it. He couldn't see it. He was so marred by his mental health that he couldn't recognize a way out. And I'm just so sad for people that feel this way and are traumatized by this and who are riddled by it and who are weighed down by it. People, you know, we had somebody on the show that's mentioning one of my colleagues, Jane Slater, was on the show today. And Jane has documented her life and her loss recently with her mother passed within the last couple of years. And you could really tell that Jane put a real, real feel and real empathy behind, just like you, she was in Berlin and she covers the Cowboys all the time. She's in Berlin for Colts Falcons. And she's back emotionally in Dallas trying to cover this event. And she comes on GMFB and just does an amazing job. An amazing job. Her tone today was otherworldly because it had like real heart to it. She has an unfortunately close touchstone right now to grief, which she drew from, which I could tell. Her empathy, I think, is like off the charts for those who are going to be immediately affected by this death. And then she also just knows the Cowboys like the back of her hand. So I was really feeling for Jane today. Manti Te'o is my co-host on the show. I could tell he was in it. You know, there's certain things that happen on our show, even though Manti hasn't, you know, he retired a couple years ago. There's certain things that happen on our show where you can just tell he gets transposed back into playing, back into the locker room. And I would say the first nine times that's happened, that thing that transposes him, that drops him back in there, is a good thing, a positive thing, a heartwarming memory that he has. And today was the first time I've seen him with kind of like a glossy look in his eyes and like put real thought into what was coming out of his mouth. Something I really love about working with Manti is he really understands and takes pride in the fact that the chair that he sits in, and I know the gentlemen that have come before him have felt this way as well, that you are oftentimes looked at and should feel the burden of being representative. You are the representative voice of the player on GMFB. We're all there because we love football. We're all there because we're talented on television. We're talented performers on television talking about the game of football. But Manti is there because he is the representative voice of the football player. And on a day like today, I don't think you could have anybody better sitting there putting thought and emotion and heart into what transpired. So he was really bothered by it. And I could tell there were a lot of layers. It was the young man, Marshawn Kneeland. It was those he left behind in the locker room. And if I know Manti, because he's done so much work on his own life, I think he was probably checking on himself a little bit and wondering and making sure, first of all, with him, people in his life are good. It's like always where his brain goes, it seems like. Have I checked in on enough people? Have I talked to my former teammates enough? For him, the answer is probably no. He's probably never thinking he's done enough, but he did such a good job today. All those news guys did such a good job. Sorry, my tone and my pace is so off today. I'm trying to be thoughtful and aware of how this is going to go out. And I also just wanted to give Marshawn Kneeland more time, more airtime. And not just him, but also those, you know, it's so much more than those who are dealing with depression or mental health issues. It's the people in their bubble. So, you know, my sister comes on No Breaks on Wednesdays. And a couple weeks ago, we did a show on her challenges, some of her challenges. And she speaks on that beautifully. I've learned a lot from her. I have another dear friend who is a very high profile athlete who I've learned a lot from their mental health challenges. However, something that I am always cognizant of is the layer just outside that person, the inner circle, and how those people are living with seeing somebody that they know and that they love struggle. Which is why when you look at the statements put out by the NFL, by the Cowboys, by Marshawn Kneeland's representation, for them to put his girlfriend's name in the statement, I did, you know, obvious more research on Marshawn, and, you know, he lost his mother not long ago. I believe it was just before he started his draft workout process for the NFL, and sadly, you know, she's listed on the Western Michigan website, right? So if you're a student athlete and you have a bio page, you go down to the very bottom and it's, you know, it's, you get to choose as the student athlete who is listed there in your family. And, you know, it's been fun over the years covering specifically college sports, because once I found out from the SIDs and stuff that the players, the athletes themselves get to choose how they get listed, you know, son of one parent, son of two parents and a grandparent, son of just grandparents, daughter of this and niece of this other person. You get to choose who you are representing, who built you up, who is a part of your village. So I went to the Western Michigan website today and found Marshawn's name and went to the bottom, and his mother and father's name was listed. And we mentioned their names on the show. And then upon further digging, it was his mother has passed already. And that must have been sad for him. That must have been so sad for him. And I hope. It's so weird that we did two religion episodes today, or this week, because what I was about to say was, I hope they're together now. It's so sad. It's so sad for him and for everybody who was involved in his life. And now we're gonna go tonight and turn on a football game, and we're gonna watch it. And I'm sure Amazon Prime and Chris and those guys are gonna cover it well. And the NFL will cover it well on Sunday. And he'll be remembered. And he should be. But what also needs to be remembered and changed because of this is our awareness for what is going on with people. And I can see a couple of people are saying we're only as good as what people disclose to you. You're only as good as how much people want to tell you or share. And to that, I would say, you got to try a lot of different things for people in your life. You got to try a lot of different things. Maybe someone who's struggling needs you to share with them 9 times first, and then they'll share once. Maybe that person needs you to explicitly ask, "You don't seem okay. Are you okay?" They might shy away from that, or they might flourish in the answer. Maybe that person needs you to talk about your own challenges, and then they will respond accordingly. Maybe that person just needs you to sit there in silence for 17 awkward minutes, and on the 18th minute, they will disclose to you that they are having a hard time. Try them all. Try it all. The phrase "check in on your people" is it is an action statement, but you have to do it a lot of different ways. It's not like one size fits all. "Hey, how you doing? You okay? Okay, I did it. Moving on." I called somebody today because I know that this would have bothered them. Haven't talked to them in a while, in a long time actually. And I know this event would have bothered them, and so they didn't answer. So I'll try again tomorrow. But in the past, when events like this have happened, I call this person because athlete mental health is near and dear to their heart. And in the past, they've actually said to me, "You know what? Thanks for bringing this up to me, but I don't really want to talk about this right now. But thank you for bringing it to my attention." Okay. Cool, we can talk about something else. But I do want them to know that I want to be held accountable if they need a place to go. And I swear that's all you can do. Just try different things, try different ways. Try it. I hope everybody's doing okay. It's a weird day. It's a weird freaking day, I tell you. I don't envy anybody who works for other teams right now. I don't envy anybody who works for the Cowboys right now. If you're a football fan and you just have this weird, icky feeling as you're watching the game tonight, if the players look off tonight, that's understandable. It must be so strange to go out there and just because I start double clutching on everybody. I start thinking to myself, anybody I've come across, you look at them sideways. Like, are they okay? Did they need something from me? Could I have done something? You're never going to know the answer to that. But you can hopefully fill something in their cup by trying. Okay? And I'm just really speaking to people checking in on other people. If you are the one that needs somebody to try a bunch of different ways, just start using words, any words. Practice in the mirror. Put it in a written form. Send a letter. You're going to come across somebody who's going to care and who's going to want to hear it. And I just want people to be able to sit together and say what's on their mind. And frankly, take it the next step. Let's say somebody does disclose to you that they are having a hard time. I am happy for you and glad for them that they found a sounding board. However, you also have to be there. I always call it being like a fence post person. You can be there for them and stand tall and be something that they lean on, but you can't be the only thing too. If that person is having real mental health strife, they also urge them to seek professional help. Go see a therapist. Call 899. Go with them. Call for them. Put them on speakerphone. You say it first, and then they say their stuff. None of these things maybe would have helped Marshawn Nealon. We don't know. We don't know the real answer. And I don't think knowing any of the answers about this specific person is going to change that. But if it changes how you and I interact with the world, then something can be taken from this. I don't want to say something positive is going to be taken from it because that feels a little crass right in this moment. But it's a lot of talk, a lot of typed words today saying, check on your people, check on your people, check on your people. It just looks so different for everybody and how that actually gets and how that actually transpires and what that disclosure looks like. Because that's what it is. It's disclosure of trauma. Somebody is choosing to come to you and share what's going on in their brain. And more likely than not, if someone is suffering from a mental health issue, depression, they're already scared of what's happening in their brain. I had this friend who was going through a really hard time after she had a baby. And I went over to see her. She didn't seem great. She did not seem great. And we sat and we talked, and then I left. And then I actually told my sister about it. And my friend, any of my friends know my sister. It's just kind of like a one big triangle situation. But this particular friend didn't know her that well. And my sister reached out to the friend, and whatever they talked about, I actually never found out. But this friend said to me later, I think in a past time, she would have been upset with me that I disclosed to my sister that I had a bad sense for what was going on, and she just didn't seem right. But however she handled it, my sister, just the right things were said, and she was able to see her way out of her postpartum blues, her postpartum depression, with the help of a therapist and a doctor and some medicine. And so it didn't take me. I wasn't even the solution. I didn't know what to do. So I leaned on my fence post. So the first thing, though, is just put your blinkers up, your flashers up for people. I don't know if that's the right metaphor. And take care of yourself. Check in on your brain. Check in on your people. If you're parenting, check in on your kids. If you are a parent with a child that's struggling, I feel you. I can't imagine right now, but I might. And I think, Marshawn Nealon and those whose soul and brain were hurting like his was, needed just a little bit more time today with the words. So, for anybody who was in the chat on either one of these live streams that were saying anything negative about the conversation just went down, you can check yourself at the door the next time someone wants to open up to you about their mental health. Rethink being negative in this space. Rethink having judgment upon people that are feeling empathetic towards those who are suffering. Look inward when you choose to say negative, nasty things to those who are trying to show compassion. That is all I will say to the people, and you know who you are, who are just being negative during this conversation. That was No Breaks today with Jamie Erdahl. I hope everybody's doing okay. I am having a hard time. And it's going to be weird watching football tonight. It's going to be weird celebrating because that's what it normally is. It's going to be weird going back to work tomorrow. You will see us laugh. You will see us have fun on the show. But just know that it's going to, for a while, come with a weird sense behind my eyes of this doesn't feel right. This feels strange. And just know that there's an odd balance that happens on our show and frankly on this one. You want to be a respite. You want to be a place that people can go to take a break from some of these hardships. But that doesn't mean that we don't want to honor them, honor those hardships, honor the people that are having a hard time. So we're doing our best editorially on GMFB, and I'm doing my best on here in being open and available. So that was it. No breaks with Jamie Erdahl. Very sad about the passing of Marshawn Nyland. Very sad about the people that suffer from mental health disorders. I'm very sad for the people who cannot see it in their heart to understand that this is a hard time. I feel empathy for you too. I hope everybody has a good rest of your day. I will see you tomorrow. And tomorrow, Chris Summers will be on. And I will be very interested to hear what he has to say about all this. I'm sure he won't. I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to assume what he thinks or has to say about it. So that's it. No breaks with Jamie Erdahl. She gone. Have a good day.